Oh, all right. Well, he was tuning a guitar behind me. I didn't know what the hell was happening. Are we getting a performance here?
I don't know. You just said bring one, so.
Chase Matthew, thank you for hanging out with us today.
Hi. How are y'all?
Where would you rather be right now?
Right now?
Nowhere. Say nowhere.
Nowhere, yeah.
Yes.
Probably on the third floor. Like, I've heard y'all got some crazy ghosts here in this building. This is right.
We'll take you upstairs to see them later.
Well, you said this. I'm the last person in this building, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to be getting interviewed. So this is
the most famous person for sure.
What?
You are the last famous person
to be in the building. Most. I was like, I'm not famous. But
you have a TV show. I don't have a TV show.
You're right. I don't look at it. I try to be blind to it. You know what I mean?
I like that attitude.
Anyways.
Being humble is a good thing.
Yeah.
First of all, welcome back stateside.
Yes.
You just got back from your world tour. Killed it in Germany. Killed it in Europe. What is that? Like, what do you do now?
I was asking myself the same thing. I got the new album out, and so I'm just focusing on that right now. But, well, we're getting geared up for the Keith Urban tour this year and going to Australia and all that. You know, outside of the UK Europe trip I just did, I'd never been off of this continent. I'd been to Canada, but I don't think that really counts as going out of the country. I mean, it is another country, and shout out Canada. We love Canada.
You know? Still North America.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. And pretty soon it will be America. Either way, you're good.
We're not getting into that, brother. Anyways, how about those Lakers? You know? Just kidding. I don't like soccer, but y'all have heard that joke. Nico ain't heard that one yet.
I haven't heard that one.
But dude, Europe, UK, like, so sick. Being so far away from home and then like hearing everyone sing your songs, but like that's not cool. Only singing your songs, but like in a different accent. You know, yeah. It's pretty crazy. Like they're like, "Why does he call you darling?" It's like it's so crazy. And then I would like stop in the middle of the show, and I'm very interactive with the crowd. You've seen our show, yeah. Shannon. It's like. You ask him a question. You're like, "So, where are y'all from?" Like somebody will yell something. So I pointed out this girl. I'm like, "So, where are you from?" She goes, "Oh, I'm from wherever." And I was like, "What did you just say?" Like, I couldn't tell what she was saying. Yeah. And then they would laugh at me every time I would know what they were saying. So
they don't speak English correctly over there. That's my beef.
I don't know. They told me I don't speak
the
correctly.
English, but yet they're English. So a lot of this, but you can't even tell you what they're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
I'm like, wait, bro. Yeah.
Your English are two different things.
Right? They call it English too.
Exactly.
English too.
We have the
English
too.
English is what I'm saying.
I'm sure they would fight with you over that.
I'll fight an English person.
Yo, hold on. Everybody take a breath. What's happening? The food over there. Hey, the food, I will say this. I don't know what our FDA is giving us, brother, but everything over there is way better, except the beef. The beef, terrible.
The
chicken, the Taco Bell. Yes, I did go all the way there to try Taco Bell.
I like it.
I feel like I would do that too. Like, that's just something you have to do because I've heard that, like, their chains just taste different.
Yeah,
it's a different menu. What did you get from Taco Bell?
Oh, what did I not get from Taco Bell? I saw it as an opportunity, so I just got all kinds of stuff.
I feel like that's justified.
Yeah. When you're having so much like strange food or food you're not used to, you see a Taco Bell, it's like,
it was great. Like I'm walking down the thing and they're like, there's like, you know, I don't know, bro, I felt like we're in a third world country for a second, which I don't know what that even means, but I thought it sounded funny. But I'll tell you what was crazy here. Let me see if I can find the video, because we go into this Taco Bell, right, and it's me, my manager, and a few of our friends that were there that we kind of had, they were rolling around with us, and we walk into the Taco Bell, mm-hmm. and there's like, we order our food, you know, we're kicking it, whatever. And there's this guy in there, and I don't know if he was just hammered drunk or what, but he was like, he just kept being ornery and ornery. I have a video of this guy chasing my manager and our two friends around this Taco Bell, right? What? And he's screaming things. I don't even know what he's saying. And they went and locked themselves in the bathroom of this Taco Bell. And dude's like beating on the door, like I don't know what's going on. I gotta find this, but what you're saying is
Taco Bell overseas is pretty much the same atmosphere as a Taco Bell here in the United States.
Oh yeah, here you go, right here. Dude's just like beating on the door, and I'm like, wow, dude, I love this Taco Bell, dude. This is great.
But, that's where it's at.
Yeah, it definitely felt like the Taco Bell in Antioch, Tennessee, for sure.
So Nashville. you Obviously, checking Europe off your list, which is great. Another major thing you got to see, like you were at the Grand Ole Opry this week.
Yes.
How? I got.
Yes, Harry tell
Underwood
me.
Singing.
Dude.
Her walking up to Randy and letting him fit. Did you cry? Because I cried and I was even there.
Everybody in the room. Well, I cried three times.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've played the Opry four or five times, maybe six times by now. I don't remember. But I could tell you, every time I play there, something special happens. But nothing, not even my debut, was as special as what I experienced that night. I mean,
that's so cool.
So many legends in one room, and the respect that I saw between these legends was something that I wish our younger community in country music showed. Like, I genuinely mean that.
Preach.
Like, it was so supportive. I mean, Vince Gill was right here, and you got Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton. They're all just cutting up and, you know, talking about stories. And, you know, it was just wow. And I mean, then we've got Warren Treaty go out there, right? They bring out the gospel choir. I mean, dude, no, I was standing up. I'm shaking my hands up. You know, I cuss a lot, but I love Jesus, right? I'm in there.
We love Jesus, but we also cuss too.
Right. You know, put that on a shirt. But I'm just like, I mean, it was hallelujah in there for a second. I don't have enough words. It was really cool though. And then Reba, and like I saw Theo Vaughn and like dap that guy up. You know,
that's
what's up,
insane.
Theo? And he's like, what's up? He goes, what's up, champ? I'm like, I know you don't remember me, dude, but you know, I still love your stuff and you know, whatever, small world. But
that's cool.
And then Reba came and butted in, so I just kind of got booted out of the conversation. But
yeah, at that point, you did not exist anymore. Like, you're like, that's fine.
It's Reba.
Is that a weird place to be in? Because I'm sure that like people, you meet people all the time. You're so good at meet and greets, and your fans love you so much, and you meet so many people. And they always have that same experience, too. Like, if they meet you the second time, they're like, oh, you probably don't remember me, but like, we met this time. Is it weird to be on that other side sometimes and be like, Theo, I know you don't remember me, but I love you?
Yeah.
Is that kind of weird?
Yeah, I try not to be a fanboy, but how do you not?
Like, how do you
the
not?
Dude is hilarious. Like, a dude has made my day better multiple times just by watching his videos. You know? So, yeah.
Does it give you a different perspective with your fans? Who says that same thing to you?
Yeah. And like with my fans, I try to remember everybody as much as possible, or at least remember something that happened with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like maybe something they told me. So when I see them, if I can't remember their name, I remember the story. It's weird. I can remember the stories better than I can remember the names, right? But like, I think it's part of the job and understanding like, hey, these people are inspired by you. And so you have to give that inspiration back and just remember at least a little piece of them so they feel like they're seen, you know?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Woo. And it all comes from just singing into a microphone.
I guess.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I sing into a microphone all the time. I don't get nothing for it.
Oh, I think it's more than that.
That's what I'm calling it.
Really though.
He sings into a microphone.
Can we elaborate on that real fast, though? Like, I think it's so much more than just that, right?
Yeah.
Like, we make it as a joke, right? It's
just singing into a microphone.
But it's like the nights, like, in your room, in your bedroom, and you're just writing the songs, and you're just like, you're just speaking your heart, and then when you find that people in the world relate to that, it just goes to show you music brings people together and we're not alone. Like, whatever we're dealing with, like, however I express myself through my music and what I'm dealing with, like, if someone can relate to that, that's what it's worth. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what it's for, 100%. You know? So,
100%.
We're a musical household. My son's always, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
He's also got something going on with him, but when he sings.
Just say that and not tell
him. Hey. You laugh, not me.
I laugh because he says it all the time.
I wasn't making fun of him.
Self-control is amazing.
I was barely.
It's the way that he says it. He's like, he's called just.
Oh, yeah. You definitely just like dropped it right there. The mic just. Yeah.
I was just going to say that music also heals, because my son is always like, oh, Dad, if he's feeling down or if he's feeling upset, we'll start playing some music. And it truly does make you feel better.
It does, 100%.
100%. Case in point, my son. He feels better when he listens to music. And now with the country music going 24/7 in the house, this kid is going to be a country music star one day.
Let's go.
I'm telling you.
He's learning how to play guitar. He's pretty good at it.
What's his name?
Justin.
Justin Chase Matthew. Coming soon, baby. Big hit record. It's happening.
I love it.
I love that.
So we're looking forward to seeing you on stage. Have you done like a lot of festivals? I mean, obviously you did Country Thunder. Is it better to do one of my first ones actually?
Yeah, it's right here. Yeah.
Is it cool to do like those collaborative, like everybody going up after one after the other, hit after hit after hit? Or is it like,
yeah,
you know?
I think it's cool to just also like you make friends with these people after a while, you know, like Ernest and you know everybody else in the lineup, Lou the singer. These are all people that like you know, we see regularly. So it's like you get to see your friends too, and then we all hype each other up and go watch from side stage. And that, again, that's how it should be, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we need more of that.
I love Louis the Singer. I'm such a fan.
She's really obsessed.
Nice. I'm not obsessed. I'm just a fan.
When you have a reaction every time his name is mentioned.
Because he's dope.
That's an obsession.
He is dope, though.
She goes,
Nico,
he's dope, though.
He's so talented. Like, where he's come from to where he's going is phenomenal.
Yeah.
But you also have like a little bit of a crush on him too.
Hey, you know what? That's right. Let's go left field one more time. Okay. So speaking of crush, how is your dating life, Cheyenne? Last time I was here,
My dating life is nothing. I don't have a dating life. I'm single as single gets.
Y'all, she's available. Go check her out right now at KMLE.com.
Louie.
Louie, yo, shout out. Okay. I got his number. We're calling him.
Oh, shoot.
No, I'm not calling him.
Can we FaceTime him right now?
No, I might actually. I don't know if I have his number or not.
I love you all. I hate you so much.
While you're working on that, Chase, you know your name is a verb, right?
Yes. I dropped out of high school and I still knew that. Yeah. But I'm working on it. I'm trying to actually create some cool stuff this year, like branded merch, like Chase Your Dreams, Chase It. We're all chasing something.
Why not?
Like,
yeah.
Just like cool, like, I love you that. Know, trying to make something motivational out of it, you know?
That's cool.
That feels very on brand for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. You're welcome.
We'll come up with something good for your merch, some type of tactic.
Yeah.
We're good.
Yeah,
like
say KMLE. Chase Matthews, our favorite.
we have that anyways.
Anyway. I love that everybody nodded their head on that.
Yeah.
Gave me that validation I've been looking for. It was nice.
Chase, we play a game every morning. It's called Cheyenne's Minute to Win It. It's a 60-second trivia game. So we've got some trivia for you that you have to answer in 60 seconds.
I'm scared. Let's go.
Don't be. It should be really easy. Okay, you ready? All right. Which iconic country music venue just celebrated 100 years?
The Grand Ole Opry.
Hey.
After George Strait retires, who is on track to be the next king of country music?
Oh. Ooh.
There's only one right answer.
Chase Matthew.
Correct.
Zach Top. Anybody, man. Like, you know, the homies.
Who has the best style of barbecue?
Best style of barbecue? I don't know what that means.
Like, who makes the best barbecue? What region?
Which barbecue's pretty good? Oh, you mean like an area?
Yeah.
Oh, Mamaw's house, for sure.
Mamaw's? Love that.
Oh, okay.
That's the best barbecue you've ever had in your life.
Chase, you played your very first Country Thunder April 2023. Who headlined that same day?
Oh, Lord. Cody Johnson, I think, or maybe that was the night before.
That was the night before.
Oh, hell.
Dierks Bentley.
Yeah, Dierks Bentley.
Correct.
At that very same Country Thunder in 2023, you had your first radio interview. Who was it with?
You.
Hey.
Correct.
And
the Gabe. Camel Nation.
And Gabe.
Yeah, and Drew was and there Drew. Too, but we ain't got to talk about him.
You don't want to relive Chase Matthew or Chase Plate or Chase Bank? The greatest Chase radio bit of all time?
It was pretty iconic, actually.
Do you remember y'all asked me what my nickname was growing up as a kid at that interview?
I don't remember that.
You remember that? We'll talk about that later.
Let's see. On February 21st, 2025, this artist sold out his first Ryman Auditorium debut. Who was it?
It was me.
It was you.
Wow. Correct.
So cool to hear you say that.
If you had to choose one brand to use for your truck to keep it running smooth, which Lucas brand Will. Would you choose?
Correct.
Which country
this
artist?
This is not a paid promotion.
Which country artist has the best fans?
Oh, for sure me. Mm-hmm. My fans are the best.
All right. Kiss, Mary, Kill. Dodge, Ford, Chevy.
Don't.
No.
You can't do that. I'll lose followers over this.
I told Cheyenne earlier. I was
kill
like,
Honda. That's
like, people are very.
Honda can go to hell.
And last but not least, where should everyone be tomorrow night from 2 to 10 p.m.?
Right. Well, I forgot what the ball field's called, but meet
Surprise
us.
Surprise Stadium.
Surprise Stadium. Meet us over there. It's going to be a good time. Bring beer and bring, just be ready to party because that's what we're going to do.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
We're playing new songs, too, from the album.
Hey.
So I'm excited for that. Y'all get to hear them.
That'll be exciting.
I'm looking forward to your set. Cheyenne's looking forward to your set. The entire Valley's looking forward to your set. Out of the Park Music Festival. Let's go.
Louis the Singer, baby.
He can't
wait to see you.
Whatever.
I'm totally sending him a photo of us right now. It's happening.
Let's not do that.
We love y'all. See you next time.